Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
We're going to finish this little thing up today and have a wonderful day.
It's powerful.
It is powerful.
Yesterday we talked about becoming a more effective steward. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful." As we reflected on the definition of faithful, we were given 7 abilities of an effective steward. And we're going to do a brief review before finishing this teaching.
That's right. Number 1, availability. God is not concerned about your ability as much as your availability. In Isaiah 6:8, it says also, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' Then he said, 'Here I am.' Here I am, send me." When God calls us to a particular challenge or opportunity, are we ready to respond, giving it our very best effort? Number 2.
Let's look at 4 verses which reveal the source of your capability as a steward. I'm just going to give you the addresses. You look them up yourself. Listen to the podcast from yesterday. 1 John 2:26-27. 1 John 2:26-27, Message Bible. Philippians 4:9, Message Bible. 2 Timothy 2:15, 2 Timothy 2:15, and the Amplified Bible. Philippians 4:13, Classic Amplified. Always remember, whom God appoints, he anoints.
That's it. Number 3, dependability. Psalm 50:14, Contemporary English Version says, "I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word." Numbers 30:2 in the Contemporary English Version says, "When one of you men makes a promise to the Lord, you must keep your word." And then someone, probably anonymous, said, "The Lord doesn't ask about your ability, only your availability. And if you prove your dependability, the Lord will increase your capability."
That's good.
That is a good one. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Amen. Number 4, accountability. An effective steward is accountable for their thoughts, words, actions, and everything that God's entrusted to them, including his money. Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, once said, "Accountability breeds responsibility." Mm-hmm. There are several phrases that you should never hear from the lips of a steward who's accountable. First, "It's not my fault. I didn't do that." Sadly, even many believers refuse to take responsibility for their own actions. Some people justify their lack of action or ineffectiveness with a laundry list of excuses. The American Heritage Dictionary says that an excuse is the act of justification. But listen to Proverbs 24:11, Message Bible. "Rescue the perishing. Don't hesitate to step in and help. If you say, 'That's none of my business,' will get you off the hook." Nope. Someone is watching you closely, you know. Someone not impressed with weak excuses. That's a powerful verse. Thomas Paine, the author of Common Sense, once said, "A body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody."
I love that political note.
Yeah, and on a political note, mm-hmm. always being seems to be absolutely no accountability in politics anymore. If things don't go right, it's always someone else's fault.
You know, we need Thomas Paine to come back since he had such an incredible impact on the making of this country.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
But
hallelujah. On a final word, an effective steward will, in all probability, at one time or another, mess up. If you do, fess up, get up, and move on.
Yes, we all mess up. On occasion, we try not to. Number five, changeability. Listen, change is going to happen in the life of every person on planet Earth, and then in the life of every effective steward, one way or another. Either you will precipitate the change for good, or circumstances may change them for the worst. Change is going to come. There's one absolute when it comes to change. However, and we can praise the Lord and thank Jesus for it. God does not change, never has, never will. But you can change things when they need changing, and you should. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. By trusting God, obeying his instructions, good change can come into our lives. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Savior, the Spirit, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Obeying the word will change our circumstances for good. In Colossians 1:6, New Living Translation, it says, this same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Look, we want to encourage you to write a list of things, the things you need to change in your life to be an effective steward for the kingdom. Not only make a list, but create a plan to make changes where you feel change is needed. Then ask the Holy Spirit to direct you in the way in which you need to make the change. You have the ability to change, to grow up spiritually, to be what God called you to be, an effective steward of the kingdom.
Number six, profitability. The best way to increase your profitability to God as an effective steward is to use wisdom in every decision you make. Job 22:2, classic Amplified. Can a man be profitable to God? Surely he that is wise is profitable to himself. According to Strong's Concordance, Hebrew word for profitable is H5532, and it means to be of use, service, or benefit, or profit. So perhaps a little examination is in order. We should ask ourselves, how can we be of greater service, profit, or benefit to the kingdom of God and those we serve? Proverbs 9:11, Living Bible. Eye wisdom will make the hours of your day more profitable and the years of your life more fruitful. Mm. And that sounds to us like we need to be better stewards of our time, the greatest treasure that we will have. I was reading some years ago where the average American over the course of their lifetime spent 6 months at stoplights, 8 months opening junk mail, a year searching for a misplaced item, 2 years trying to return phone calls, 5 years in waiting in line.
Wow.
If you perform any of these functions,
that's something,
and I'm sure you do, what could you do to better maximize your time? We strongly encourage you to visit haroldherring.com. Search for my teaching, 10 ways. Seven ways to take control of your life. Think about this. If you were to make 30 minutes more each day to be productive as an effective steward, in the course of a year, you'd be adding 182 and a half hours of profitability for the kingdom of God and yourself and 22 plus 8-hour workdays.
Wow.
Our profitability in the kingdom as effective stewards is determined by how we use our time.
That is so good, honey. I love seeing it over and over. Seven, transferability. According to the dictionary.com and the Random House Dictionary word, transfer means to convey or remove from one place, person, etc., to another, to cause to pass from one person to another, as thought qualities or power. One of the greatest benefits of being an effective steward is to be rewarded with a double portion of the anointing from the man or woman of God that you're serving. Elisha was very faithful to the prophet, even when Elijah encouraged him to leave. The honor which Elisha extended to the prophet was rewarded, because in 2 Kings 2, verse 9, verse 13, and verse 15, due to lack of time, verse 9, 13, and 15 in 2 Kings 2, and the Amplified Bible says, "And when they had gone over, Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask what I should do for you before I am taken away from you.' And Elisha said, 'I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.'" 13, "He took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan." Verse 15, "When the sons of the prophets who were watching at Jericho saw him, they said, 'The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha.' And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him." That mantle, the double portion of the anointing that belonged to Elisha, that now, God has a double portion for the anointing for each of us as effective stewards. And might say, if you read all the things that Elisha did, he did twice as many miracles as Elijah. So that double portion showed up. You know, if you're hearing our voice today, and whenever you hear it during the day, you know, if you're going through the fire, we want you to be encouraged, because God is on your side. It may not feel like it, but you can know he is. Isaiah 61:7, New Living Translation says, "Instead of shame and honor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will, instead of shame and dishonor," I want to be sure I say that right, "you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours." Our prayer for you this morning and for every day that you wake up is to maximize your effectiveness as a steward, so you will know, even before you hear Jesus say it, that you will be greeted with a "well done" because of all the things he's entrusted to you.
Absolutely. Talk about an exciting thing to hear.
That's right.
That's it.
That would be very exciting.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Join us each morning at 8:30 Eastern.
Yes.
And 7:30 Central. Mm-hmm. And until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Yes,
God bless you. Bye-bye.